1989, in California, Game 3 of the World Series, when suddenly the stadium shook, people started to scream, and a plastic sign fell from above. It crashed in front of me, and I read the words from John 3:16, but no one seemed to care. They were panicking, and along with me, trampled over the sign. The scene stayed in my mind, though my life moved on, until I saw another sign written in the sky. It said, Jesus is coming, are you ready for him? And it made me look around at the world I was in. In the paper I read that an earthquake had caused a tsunami and 230,000 deaths. Famine was raging in Ethiopia, and thousands each day died from malaria. I passed a bum, passed out and drunk. I stumbled upon what he was sleeping on. I picked it up, an unused Bible, a pillow for a fallen man. I started to read about this Jesus I had heard of, and if I believed in him, I would be saved from all of the calamities that were sure to come, and some were already here. I'd witnessed one, so I said a little prayer and accepted God's Son into my life, and the Bible as his word I read. But he said not to let that trouble me. Trust in him, I know that all this must be. Until he comes in great power and glory. Jesus is my Christ and prophet. I'm ready, is this the end? For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom to kingdom. There'll be famines and droughts and diseases, tornadoes, volcanoes, tidal waves and hurricanes, like the earth itself is experiencing birth. Before the earth gives birth to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, the earth's creator, it will quake and shake, and the whole face of the earth will change. Mountains will be made low and the valleys high. Israel became its own nation back in 1948, and Jesus said this generation will not pass away till all this takes place, and God said that's 120 years. Israel is surrounded by its enemies. All of this is fulfilled in Bible prophecies. Wonders in heaven and earth will be shown to us, but still many won't believe.
The sun will be darkened.
But he said not to let that trouble me.
Turn to
I trust in him, I know that all this must be. Stay awake and not be led astray by the flattering words and great signs and wonders of the false prophets and false Christ that have arrived among us today. I was walking down the street and I met some messengers from the only true and living church in ties and white shirts. They said 12 apostles and a prophet lived today, but I knew what the Bible said, so I rejected it, cause I knew that believing in Christ was also believing in all his word and living it. The fruit of true faith is good works, no other way to put it, and helps us into the end.
There will be war,
the sun will be darkened. I saw another person right in front of me, mock a piece of paper he had just received from a Christian minister up on the street. I lifted it up and uncrumpled it, my eyes filled up with tears, and I looked to the heavens and reflected back one score before, now I've read it once more. For God so loved the world that he gave up the life of his only son, that whoever would just believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. I smiled to myself because I knew believing meant so much more than just saying it, but living it and seeing all the signs and praying to God to make the days short. He placed the sun's law on my heart.